Hi, I'm Ben Riga. I'm a platform advisor on the Windows Azure Platform Evangelism team. And this week we've actually been working with a bunch of partners and customers in Building 20, going through a deep dive of their Windows Azure solutions. One of the partners that we're working with is Quark. And with me today is Stephen Friedel, who is the chief architect for Quark. And he's going to show us this interesting new business that Quark has developed that takes advantage of a whole slew of Microsoft technologies, including on the client side with WPF, but also on the server side with Windows Azure, which is where I'm most interested. But we're going to go through the whole thing. So Stephen, tell me a little bit about Quark. Obviously, Quark is a name that has been around for a long time.
Yes. Quark historically has been desktop design software.
Right.
And Quark Express was really one of the first killer apps for, you know, both the PC and other platforms. In addition, we have a line of enterprise applications, and what we've got here now is a new business initiative that we're starting for small and medium businesses.
So Quark traditionally is known about in the print industry, right?
Yes,
that's where you're strongest. So Quark Express, doing newspapers, all sorts of famous newspapers and magazines use Quark Express to develop their print stuff. Now you're doing something that's quite different. So let's talk about this new product, Quark Promote, which is... Well, it's not in beta yet, not today, but...
Oh, it is in beta today.
Oh, it is in beta.
And you can, in fact, get to the beta on the public internet.
And so that's
quarkpromote.quark.com.
Promote.quark.com.
Quarkpromote.quark.com.
Quark. Okay, well, we'll get that. We'll put that in the show notes. So tell me a little bit about Quark Promote.
Well, Quark Promote is an offering for small and medium businesses to basically facilitate their production of high-quality, high-design content collateral to promote their businesses. Business cards, trifold brochures, appointment cards, things like that.
So who's the target here? Is it it's a small business owner, right?
Small
the
business owner.
Who's got maybe two, three employees, but wants to look like he's a multi-million
he's a
dollar
multi-million
owner.
Dollar business, exactly. To be able to provide... To take the things that we've learned about and we know in Quark in terms of... design software and our developer and our designer community who actually produces the templates that are available on the site, professionally designed templates with marketing language on them that has been designed by marketing professionals, and then essentially allow a small or medium business owner to come in, browse through the hundreds of templates that we've got, choose the one that they feel best meets their needs, customize it, and then have it professionally printed by one of our print community.
So as a small business owner, I don't really want to learn Quark Express. I'm not a designer. So how would I, in fact, probably the best way to do that is, why don't we actually take a tour through the Quark Promote, and then we can talk about what's going on behind the scenes, both on the WPF side as well as on the Windows Azure side.
Yes.
Let's have a look.
Okay. So what we're actually looking at here is, and you'll know from the URL, this is actually running off of Windows Azure, so promote.cloudout.net. This is the front page, Quark Promote, the easy and professional way to promote your business. Usually the first thing that people navigate to are the business cards. And what we've got is...
Oh, I see. So there are all sorts of templates of different business cards.
Absolutely.
For different industries or different verticals.
We've got... At this point, in the version that's available on the web, and this is one version back, we now, I believe, have six different verticals as well as a general category.
Okay. And obviously, the sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit, yeah.
You can go to pretty much any vertical depending on demand.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, large selection of business cards or trifold brochures.
Right. Now, here we're looking at it on the website.
Yes, sir.
So there's a sort of a,
WPF design client.
Right. So there's a jarring difference there between that sort of standard web client, and here we have this beautiful, elegant, smooth, cool animations, sort of a kind of a cover flow thing going there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are we looking at here? So you brought up Quark Promote, and I noticed you would just download this from the website, right? There was a link to download it.
We just click once.
Oh, okay. So it just installs right off
it
that click.
It just installs right off that click and upgrades whenever we push the upgrade. And what we're looking at across the top of the screen here is a matched set of collateral, business cards, trifold, brochures. So Our customers can choose only one piece of collateral to produce, or they could get a whole matching set.
Interesting. So you've chosen a template, and then that template or that theme then has different templates for flyers, for brochures, business cards,
yes,
tent cards, and all that sort of thing.
Letterhead, envelopes, pretty much anything that you're going to need. Appointment cards for salons and doctors.
For spas and
spas
sort of
and whatnot.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into this online? Did you choose a specific vertical, or?
Right now, all the templates are available across the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And I'm essentially just browsing
so
them
the
across.
Title.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Across the bottom, the same way that I would browse them on the web.
So if I like one of these, how would I, you mentioned customize earlier.
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you do that?
Choose the one I want and edit.
So what's it doing there? It's downloading that particular file for the flyer?
It's actually downloading the entire template set.
Okay.
And
oh, I see. So along the right, you have all of the various different pieces of collateral.
Yes, sir. And at this point, the master templates are all held on the server.
Mm-hmm.
And the templates being edited, and once you've changed them
mm-hmm.
and modified them,
mm-hmm.
they're stored locally.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have them local, you can also edit in offline mode.
Oh, okay.
And one of the advantages of using WPF is the rich design environment that we've got, the ability to then go in for 1 week only.
Right.
And just edit right on the screen.
Right. So you could add your own logo there, you can change the text, you can change that from 50% to 30% or whatever
yes.
works, put your own phone number in, and it's just clicking and editing right there.
Exactly. I clicked on a different piece of collateral, asked me if I want to save my changes. And new brochure.
Uh-huh.
Done.
Nice. So that's a brochure that's front and back. Now obviously there's also, I can see there's a property sheet along the left hand side, so I can change things like fonts and color sets and all of that. Cool.
Exactly. Unfortunately, this is a, I tripped up a little bit here. I probably should have chosen a template set with color themes.
Right.
And
that's okay. That's all right. So but once I have that template edited and I'm ready to print, do I just print to my printer sitting by my computer?
You can print to your printer sitting beside your printer, or part of the service, the test print prints to your local printer.
Mm-hmm. I can get a proof.
Absolutely.
Right.
The difference is that anything that you're going to print off of your local printer,
mm-hmm.
The quality of it is simply not going to be what
right.
the type of quality that you're going to get from a professional printer.
Right.
And
you can have those business cards that you cut with the with scissors.
The little bits around the edges.
Yeah, you don't want that.
The other thing is that the resolution of the pictures isn't going to be quite right.
Right.
You're going to get some pixelation there.
But it'll be good enough that you can actually
absolutely
look at
the
it
proof
and get a sense of what it'll look like in people's hands.
Absolutely.
Right.
When you actually go through the purchase, it's order prints by mail. You have to create an account.
So here, what are you doing here? You're logging in. You're logging into your account on Quark Promote.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to create a new one?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Let me just upgraded the password.
Okay. Okay, and you forgot your password?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, so I get to know your childhood nickname as well.
Yeah, that would have been Steve.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. That works. Oh, okay.
I'm already there.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll bag this one.
So that's okay. So what it's doing there, once you've logged in, you're going to order prints. Now, so
absolutely.
Quark has a printing service now? Is that what's going on?
No, we don't have a printing service. We leverage our print community and our connections into the print community.
So there are printers out there all over the United States, all over the world,
absolutely.
For that matter, that are ready to print these documents.
Yes. So we can do print by mail, and the coming soon here, where coming soon is very soon, we actually are leveraging neighborhood print partners. For instance, you know, any of any number of local print shops.
Now, I know you haven't launched yet, so we won't name any names, but there's some
very big
relationships
names
that you've built that you're going to actually, so when I print, I don't have to wait for two or three days to come by mail. I can hit print and go and pick it up.
Absolutely.
Same day in that local printer.
Yes, and through this service, none of the other online print providers, and there are competitors for this kind of a service, have that capability. Virtually all of them are print by mail, which, you know, you're going to pay an arm and a leg if you want to get 3-day service.
Right.
Whereas with our relationships into the print community, next day is eminently doable.
Next day, you're not paying for shipping,
you're getting
what you want right away, you have a relationship already with that printer, it's in your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty slick. So, okay, so let's think about what's going on behind the scenes here. You have this really slick UI that's all WPF based, right?
Yes.
And so as a result, I don't have to learn Quark Express, and yet I'm getting these professionally designed templates.
Yes.
Presumably there are designers somewhere that are Quark designers or designers that you've hired that are building all these templates for all these different verticals.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. And then behind the scenes, this is all using Azure.
Yes.
Let's talk about how you architected this.
Yeah, so essentially what we've got is we've got a common set of services, and the application itself is fairly straightforward. It's, you know, a 3-tier application, presentation tier, a services tier, and a data tier. We use SQL Server for the database, and in the Azure environment, it's SQL Azure. The services are hosted as web roles in SQL Azure. And the clients, we actually have three different clients that connect into the services tier, and that is the WPF client, the website, and then we've also got a management portal that we use for administration of the system and the environment.
Analytics and all that
Absolutely.
Stuff going on. So how do you get the, so once I'm ready to print, how do you get my template from my desktop to that neighborhood printer or to that print by mail service?
Yes. In the Azure environment, we actually transfer it up to a blob, and then we have a service on the that runs on Azure as a worker role that will listens to a queue, pulls a message out of a queue that there's a new blob waiting for delivery to a printer. It actually does rendering into PDF, and then delivers in the case of our print by mail partner, delivers that PDF file to them into, you know, their own IT systems, at which point then they take off and they print.
So the billing relationship is with Quark.
The billing relationship is with Quark.
Right. Yes. And so when I'm using this, I go to quarkpromote.quark.com.
Yep.
I set up a relationship with Quark. Quark bills me.
Yes.
And then the printer then bills Quark, which ships directly to me.
Absolutely.
So this is
interesting. If you have any customer service issues, you come to Quark.
And
we deal with it.
Right. So the interesting part is that this is all running in Azure.
Yes.
And so in order for a customer, a small business owner, to discover this, they would have to find it on the Quark Promote site.
Yes.
So the thing that I found most interesting is that you're now building relationships where you'll actually host this in the neighborhood printer's website.
Potentially,
so
yes.
Even though you're using one service that's running in Azure, you actually have many different tenants.
Yeah.
So you may have a tenant in one part of, I don't want to name any names, so I realize you have these relationships that you're building, but you would have this printer that is hosting it, and it looks like it's a, let's call it ABC printer. You may have another relationship with XYZ printer. Their customers are coming to their websites and doing this same sort of workflow and then printing directly to that. Obviously, you're not going to offer them print by mail or other printers. You're going to offer them that ABC printer
Absolutely.
That's next to their house.
Yes.
So this is a whole new business model for Quark.
Absolutely.
So Quark traditionally is known as this desktop software, desktop publishing, or
yes.
There's also server products, I realize, but that's sort of tradition. This is a brand new model for you.
Absolutely. And it's one that we're very excited about. There's, I think, a great deal of opportunity here. And particularly when you start to look at you know, design and high design mm-hmm. and quality of design mm-hmm. Is one of those key factors mm-hmm. to help people stand out in a crowd. Mm-hmm. And, you know, given the economic situation over the last year, that becomes increasingly
right.
important.
Right.
How do you make yourself, distinguish yourself,
right.
you know, against a commodity background
right.
or against a broader environment?
Right. So if I'm a dentist or a nail spa owner, I still want to look professional and I want to differentiate
yes.
myself from the guy next door or the guy down the street. I want to look professional. When I hand out my business card, I want this high gloss, cool, and I want to look cool.
Heavyweight.
Right. Right.
You know, high quality printing.
So you've been doing this for a while, obviously. This is not something that you developed overnight.
No.
What are some of the lessons that you learned from building this on Azure, as well as possibly any lessons you learned around the client side?
Yes.
Side?
You know, we've learned a number of lessons, and I think probably the primary lesson in, you know, with this, and it was originally built to be hosted, you know, in a standard hosting environment. And
mm-hmm.
in fact, the beta that's available now is in fact hosted out of a standard hosting
mm-hmm.
environment.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the biggest lesson learned was we stuck to the pretty much the top tier, you know, the bleeding edge of Microsoft technologies when we started this project
mm-hmm.
a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's paid us huge benefits in being able to take the entire code base and very quickly move it into the Azure environment. So we use WCF.
I love that.
We use WCF
right.
for exposing the web services.
Uh-huh.
You know, we use Link to SQL
uh-huh.
On the inside for connecting
right.
to the database.
Right.
You know, we started with SQL Server 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually found that the migration to Azure has been relatively straightforward given the size of the code base that we've got.
So let's talk about that. So obviously you started off in a hosting environment,
yes.
somewhere, some data center somewhere, probably Colo or Rack
mm-hmm.
somewhere. What are the benefits? Why move from that hosting environment to the Azure environment?
There are a number of them. You know, not the least of which is the ability to dynamically increase our load as we add, you know, additional customers or perhaps tenants.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to dynamically, you know, bump the number of computing resources
right.
and database resources we have available to us in a very timely fashion.
Right.
And it's difficult to do that
right.
in a standard hosting environment.
So for comparison's purposes, how long does it take you to get a machine purchased, delivered, provisioned, set up, running?
If you got to purchase it, it's it can take a couple of weeks if you got to go from purchase.
Right. So a couple of weeks versus Azure.
It's starting a new database and basically provisioning a new tenant with what we've done over the last several days is a matter of an hour.
Right.
And we're not dependent upon anybody else. We don't
right.
have to issue a ticket to somebody
right.
and then follow that through email for 2 or 3 days.
And of course, as you same way you can scale up, you can
yes,
scale down.
We can scale back down again.
Right. So if you have a marketing campaign where you have a huge number of
yep.
hits to the website, the marketing campaign ends, that may come down a little, so you can give those servers back.
Absolutely.
And there's some capital expenditure there.
Yeah, seasonality.
Right.
You know, ramp it up prior to the Christmas
right.
season for coupons.
Right.
Ramp it down during
right.
the week between New Year's and Christmas.
Sure. Now, so you mentioned you're using Windows Azure. You have web roles. You have worker
yes.
roles going on. You're using Windows Azure Storage as well?
Absolutely.
For blob storage?
We're using blob storage. We're using the queues.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not using table storage. Well, actually, we are using table storage right now because we're using the ASP session connector for table
right.
storage.
Right. What about SQL Azure?
Absolutely, SQL Azure. We took our relational database that we were posting, you know, for development or you
mm-hmm.
know ourselves, and just pretty much moved that right into SQL Azure.
So how difficult was that migration going from from your data center
mm-hmm.
to Windows and SQL Azure?
The movement of the database.
I should probably say how easy was it?
Wasn't
it wasn't difficult. Was
it? No, not really. We moved with CTP1.
Right.
And that caused us a few problems because of data types that weren't supported
right.
and a handful of things like that.
On SQL Azure, you mean?
On SQL Azure,
right.
yes. CTP2 actually closed most of those.
Right.
So our schema now pretty much, I think it takes us doing a little handiwork on it,
mm-hmm.
about an hour to get
right.
it from what we were running on-prem
mm-hmm.
To getting something that runs on SQL Azure. And
okay.
The application doesn't know the difference.
So this is, so we're about 2 weeks from, 2.5 weeks or so from PDC.
Yes.
This is not live. Oh, it is. It's in beta.
It's in beta.
Is there going to be an announcement? Is that by PDC timeframe? Do we have any? Because this video will actually be post PDC. So
yes.
I presume this will already have launched by that time, right?
Yes. This is the launch date is approximately the same time as PDC.
Right. So we're going to launch at the same time.
That's yes.
Great. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming down to Redmond and working with us on the solution, as well as spending a few minutes to show the Channel 9 audience a little bit of what you have going on.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me, and it's been a wonderful experience here the last week.
Awesome. Thanks,
Deep
Steve.
Dives are great.
I love that. I'll pay you later. All right. Thank you.